this week, first full week of practice. 29 kids out for tennis this year. Numbers been up dramatically over the last few years, and that's got to be pretty exciting.
You know, it's very exciting. I looked last year to see how many numbers we had, and we had 19 girls out. This year we have 29, so we've gained 10 players, and that's awesome. The girls are excited. You know, our varsity spots are going to be challenged. We're going to have, just because they played varsity last year is not going to mean they have that varsity spot. We have some girls that are out that are pretty athletic and are really wanting those spots and working hard.
The nice thing is for you as a coach, you have a lot of players to choose from to get see who can push to be toward the top of the varsity. But what do you do with all the lack of court space?
Well, that has been a problem a day or two. We've had to go to the middle school and out to Palmer Park, so the courts have been used quite a bit and will be continuing to be used. Next week on Tuesday, we start our inter-squad tournament to see who gets those varsity spots at the beginning. And they'll all be used, so anybody in town can go to any court in town and see the girls playing.
You already start up kind of your JV competition already next week, I believe, right?
Right. We go to Dodge City on Thursday. We were hoping to take two teams, but they are full. And you know, that's a good meet to start. There's about 10 teams, a mixture of all sizes, small schools like Meade are there, up to Garden City, Dodge, Great Bend are there. So it's a good first meet for our JV girls.